Dr. Don Martin Hill, McMaster University's Indigenous Studies Chair and the project lead for Oneganos Indigenous Water Research Program, says she would like to begin decommissioning water dams within the Grand River watershed to improve water quality and allow for more biodiversity to flourish. Martin Hill spoke to Six Nations Elected Council during the May 23rd General Finance meeting to discuss the issue. Martin Hill spoke on the amount of dams on the Grand River and how they affect the local species within the river.
So the community folks said they wanted to see some of the dams come down that are no longer in use. We looked at how would we do that, and what we found was there's over 100 dams, which is insane amount of dams for any river system as small as the Grand River. So we started looking at, well, which dams could we begin to try to decommission? And some of the most problematic would be the one in Maitland. So I've had the engineers look at it. It's really frustrating because the sensor data we collected from the U.S. fisheries, where they monitor the fish, you can literally see the fish every year try to swim to us, and a lot of them die along this dam in Port Maitland.
She says that a lot of the dams serve no purpose for the river and are essentially just used for recreational fishing.
Like, what you realize is these dams are serving absolutely zero purpose. They're not for flooding. They're not keeping, they're all pretty much decommissioned. There's a few that are actually working as flooding supports. Other than that, they're not serving purposes. And yet there's 100 of them, which, if you study any river, that's an insane amount of dams, which is why the water is so dirty.
She also says with 25 wastewater treatment plants upstream, the pollutants from those plants are able to settle in the Six Nations area, making it the dirtiest part of the Grand River.
Along Six Nations is the deepest part of the Grand River because it's essentially a holding tank for waste. 25 wastewater treatments upstream from us. And I have drone footage that shows even coming in from Guelph, just around Brantford there, after that dam, you can see the waste coming into towards us. That waste has been settling for over 100 years since they built the dam.
Martin Hill detailed that her group has focused on two dams for decommissioning, one being located in Port Maitland and the other being the Caledonia Dam. She outlined the different approaches that would need to be taken for each decommissioning project.
Well, why don't we look at decommissioning the one dam by Caledonia? It serves no purpose. And the biologists and chemical engineers, because we also had plants in Elmira that have been making things like carcinogens, things that cause cancer. So the Agent Orange for the Vietnam War, they were producing the majority of that, and that cannot be necessarily cleaned out. It can just simply disperse to make it less lethal if we were to take the dam down. So they suggested if we take the Caledonia Dam down, we would need to take it down little by little, not like just wipe it out, which is what, of course, older people in the community would like to see. They said, no, you would need to do it very slowly because it would destroy the ecosystem downstream of the Grand River. If we take down the Port Maitland dam, decommission that one, that would be the best. I mean, it's literally like this high that the fish can't come up this way. It's so small, but yet it's just enough to keep the fish from migrating towards us, which is our subsistence. That is our cultural right to be able to fish. So that's the one we kind of identified as the least harmful to the ecosystem. But also, if we take it down, in other words, they're not going to get 100 years of toxicity and contaminants coming down. But if we did the Caledonia Dam, it would have to be very piecemeal, small increments, so that it's not all at once that it would wipe out the ecosystem downstream.
She explained that if the dams are able to be decommissioned and the amount of wastewater being put back into the Grand River is limited, knowledge holders within the Six Nations community believe that the river can clean itself.
So when we talked to the knowledge holders in the community and said, you know, there's a number of ways we can clean the Grand River, which happens to be the source water for the water treatment plant. they all suggested that the river can clean itself. It can restore itself if we remove the dam and limit the amount of waste going into the river. So we looked at the dams, and Mark Servos is probably one of the most leading experts in this area on the Grand River. He's been studying the Grand River for 30 years. I certainly haven't. He identified, I said, can you please help me identify which dams could come down without the greatest ecological impact? Right now, if we took, so the dam in Caledonia is completely useless. It's not there. It's not controlling. These are what you call decommissioned dams. They serve zero purpose other than now people like to stand on them and fish, and they'll fight us. Like, tourism is one thing that will take you on if they think they're going to lose revenue by guys not being able to stand out there and fish, which is really unfair because those fish are literally stuck along the dams. Those won't do any damage to water, other than what they will do is they would lower the river along Six Nations.
Councillor Audrey Pellis-Bonbury spoke on the work being done by Dr. Don Martin Hill and says she hopes with the information being gathered, she hopes the community can be better informed on their usage of the Grand River, as well as informing the surrounding communities on the dangers of allowing wastewater to be put back into the Grand River.
Yeah, I commend you, Don, and all the people that worked with us, and for your volunteerism and the results that you're getting. So it will help our health out. It will help our whole reserve out, especially when we start improving our policies and making some policies for fish that contain mercury, and advise our community that those fish should not be eaten. And it also will give us an opportunity to work with our municipalities up and down the Grand River to gain some allies there to encourage them to lessen the waste that they put in the Grand River. And like, I've never seen it look so brown in my life. And that to me is scary. When you, in the survey, when you ask how many fish you eat out of the Grand River, zero.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too afraid to eat the fish in the Grand River, although somebody said it's good water.
Six Nations elected council approved Dr. Don Martin Hill's ethics application during the May 23rd general council meeting and will continue to work with her group on the water research project.